Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jeff, you were in the locker room today. What was the reaction there to what happened on the sidelines with George Pickens in yesterday's game?
Well, let's just put it this way. If the three of you were in the Steelers locker room, that would make more than the Steelers that we saw today. So a little inside on Victory Monday, they don't have to necessarily be in there. But I can tell you, you know, a big part of what played into what we saw from George Pickens was him going back home. It was the, you know, talk to my boys, you know, guys from Georgia, guys from my hometown. They were either in attendance or watching the game. And that was, that led up to some of his frustration in that game yesterday, was just the expectation of being able to show his buddies, you know, what he could do.
Jeff, do you think his frustrations were directed in any to any one person or group of people in particular, coaches, his quarterback, anything like that?
No, because, and I can tell you that because, you know, from people that were there and saw the sidelines, he didn't go up to anybody. Like, A.B. may have gone up to who, you know, the quarterback's coach or whoever was signaling plays in, or to Ben or to whomever, and voiced his opinion. It was an overall frustration if he wanted to be more a part of that game. And I'm not going to go into, man, this guy's off the rails. He's still early in his career. These are things that all players have to deal with. I just think his expectations were bigger, especially considering where he was playing yesterday.
Okay, so it sounds like Jeff Hathorn being in that locker room, he's not looking at this as a bad thing or something that has...
No, and guys, I think more the focus was, you know, hey, we finally stacked wins. It was more about that, and it's an easy turn because it's Baltimore week. It's not an Atlanta. It's not a Carolina. This is your chief division rival, and, you know, as silly as it might sound for a lot of us, in their mind, you know, if you're in that room, you're thinking, get this game, get right back in this hunt, and get an opportunity to do what they all want.
Don't get back into the hunt. They already are in the hunt. According to CBS Sports and Sunday Night Football, they were on both graphics yesterday. They are in the hunt, Jeff.
Yeah.
When
they get back to 500, they're in the hunt.
They're sitting in their truck on the side of the interstate, Jeff, in like Crescent, Pennsylvania, while their buddies are actually in the woods hunting. That's about how
All right,
in the
Jeff,
hunt they are.
I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Sure.
No Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley at quarterback Sunday. Do the Steelers beat the Ravens at home?
So here's the thing, and I'm doing a story for tomorrow on this. You know, the Steelers have done really well against Lamar. 1-2 is he in his career with six interceptions against the Steelers. Backup quarterbacks have had as much, if not more, success or other quarterbacks than Lamar Jackson for the Ravens. So if Tyler Huntley's in there, I do like the Steelers' chances.
Okay.
However, Tyler Huntley took the Steelers to overtime.
He did. He still lost.
And nearly won that game.
Okay, so
I don't think it's a slam dunk.
Am I hearing a win or a loss from Jeff?
I think if Lamar doesn't play, I think it looks good for the Steelers at home.
So now they're 6-7 at Carolina.
It would look like a win.
7-7. Here we go. Now we're in the hunt for even on Jeff's terms.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Now we're in Jeff Hathorn's little world of in the hunt. 7-7. Okay.
500.
Next game.
500.
Immaculate reception anniversary at home against Vegas. Win or loss?
Opportunity to win. Yes.
8-7, says Jeff.
Loss.
Oh, Chris, you're not playing the game right now. It's Jeff.
He said opportunity to win.
Well, Jeff has to pick
win
or loss.
It's also an opportunity to lose.
Jeff, you got to pick one.
Carr scares me and what he might be able to do, but I'll just say for the sake of this, sake of where we're going here, I'll say win.
8-7 at Baltimore.
Loss.
Loss, 8-8. The Browns, week 19 at home.
Week 18.
Week 18 at home. Thank you.
I guess I need to see some more of Deshaun, but I'll say win.
9-8.
Does that get him to the playoffs, Jeff?
Oh, that gets him in the hunt.
Are they just
merely
sniffing around?
That gets them in the friggin' hunt. They're going to be right there, hunting around,
Mulsey. But that does not make them a Super Bowl contender.
They'd be better served to lose out and get a high draft pick.
All right, don't rain on our parade here. They're in the hunt, okay?
Listen, you know what I love? I love the way Kenny's improved. I love the way the line has improved. I love the way Najee's running. And I think a big part of that is because that offensive line is coming together. Like, that stuff is what I'm excited about more than just, you know, winning two in a row. Because what this year is about, to me, is about those improvements. It's about rebuilding and setting yourself up and seeing that, you know what, Kenny Pickett has tangibles to go with those intangibles. And that's what I'm excited about with this team.
Do you think Mike Tomlin will address telling that fan that he was effing working at tomorrow's press conference?
Oh. I think he'll be asked about it. I don't think he's going to come out and say it. I think he'll be prepared with some.
Will his answer say
comment?
Will his answer use the phrase "we are singularly focused on football" at that time?
I think something along that line of like, "Hey, you know, I'm in the middle of a game. I'm thinking about whatever." And
do you think he'll apologize?
I don't know if he'll use the word "I'm sorry." I think he might explain why he said what he said. I don't know if he would say, "Listen, Mike, this is why I could never see him in TV." Like, he's not about any of that stuff. He probably, as a lot of guys do, hate these inside looks that these fans are getting now. These behind the curtain, especially during games. I just think that was just an honest reaction from him of like, man, what are these fans doing here? I've got work to do.
What if the fan had just said, "Coach Tomlin, I like you, love ball"?
I think you would have said the same thing.
"Coach Tomlin, if you've got red paint, you paint your barn red."
I think, honestly, if he wouldn't have recognized it, could have been a former player, and he would have said the same thing because his mind is just, you know, he's so into football. I just don't think he has time for any of that stuff.
Jeff Hathorn, he'll be at Tomlin's press conference tomorrow. We'll have it live on The Fan at noon. And check out Jeff's report on the Steelers back in the hunt at 93.7thefan.com. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.